Let's gather ourselves with prayer. God, as we calm ourselves, as we settle into this space, this gathered time for celebration and ceremony, we seek your presence. And even as we seek your presence, we ask for a full awareness of being present with one another and with you. That as your spirit flows from one to another in the breathing in and the breathing out, the breathing in and the breathing out, that we're indeed sharing your grace with one another. May this time of celebration be a grace for the community, for the families involved, especially for the individual students, both nominated and awarded. Help us to be filled with gratitude and to encourage a spirit of gratitude among one another. We pray in the name of the greatest grace, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, welcome to the 2015 Chords of Distinction Recognition Ceremony. We're delighted to have all of you here. I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and it's one of my greatest privileges to have the role to work with student leaders who are involved in many co-curricular activities on our campus. Those include such areas as student government, athletics, student clubs and organizations, drama productions, musicals, and choir, just to name a few. And those areas are represented here in the activities of those seated before you. In addition, all of those seated before you are students. And just like it says in the statement from the NCAA, all of them will likely be going pro in something other than their co-curricular activities. That will be likely somewhat related to their academic major, we hope, but not necessarily so. Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches, to be esteemed better than silver or gold." All of the students that we are recognizing here today are ones who have earned a good reputation that will follow them all the days of their lives. That's the legacy of being a Chords of Distinction recipient. Of course, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that any one of them is perfect. We know, since we invited parents and family, that probably all of the family members and even friends could tell stories to remind each of the recipients of that fact. But today, we're going to stick with hearing some of their outstanding accomplishments. I can't stand in this chapel today without being reminded that this class of 2015 has been outstanding. The whole class is greater than the sum of its individual parts. At the senior athletics banquet, we heard four members of the class sharing senior reflections, and they let us know in no uncertain terms ways that they have grown academically, physically, spiritually, socially, and emotionally in their 4 years at EMU. Many of them learned their life lessons through disappointments and adversity. In this day, when the value of college is being questioned like at no other time in history, it's refreshing to hear about those who have found the great joy that is a byproduct of learning while seeking to both serve others and lead by positive example. I believe that all of you will leave today with your faith in young people restored, as mine has been, by hearing and sometimes seeing firsthand the accomplishments of both these of all of these recipients seated before you, and also of the other nominees for the Chords of Distinction. If you look on the back of your program, you'll find a list of students who were nominated for the Chords in addition to those who are receiving them today. They are to be congratulated for making a difference on the campus and in the broader community. Our selection committee every year always wishes that we could award more than 10 students this award because other nominees have many outstanding accomplishments. Please take a moment now to note each of the nominees by name, and I'd like any of those who are here today to stand and be recognized at this time. Anyone who is listed as a nominee, let's give them a hand. Thank you. Well, each year, EMU awards 10 of its graduating seniors with a special honor, the privilege of wearing the blue and gold cords of distinction for the commencement ceremony. These 10 recipients for 2015 met the following cords of distinction criteria in exceptional ways that you will be hearing about shortly. They positively impacted the internal communities, as evidenced by significant and verifiable impact on the institution. They positively impacted the institutional image. They positively impacted their external communities, and they somehow managed to remain in good standing academically and behaviorally. Each recipient will be recognized by someone who nominated them or who knows them well from direct interactions in or outside the classroom. We will proceed in the order listed in the program until all are recognized, and then President Lauren Schwarzentruber will have closing remarks and the benediction. So we will begin with Carissa Harnish coming forward and being introduced by Linda Nagy. Linda?
Academic excellence, creative process, professional competence, and passionate Christian faith. Phrases from EMU's vision statement and words to describe the character and actions of Carissa Harnish. Academic excellence and creative process are demonstrated in Carissa's stellar work in advanced biology, Spanish and honors courses and research, as well as cross-cultural study in Ecuador. Her resume, though, moves quickly beyond the classroom to EMU club and organization involvements, many of which included leadership roles and demonstrate professional competence. Carissa participated in Pre-Professional Health Society, Honors Program, SGA, Royal Society, the Academic Support Center, and the Intensive English Program. SGA, I guess I said them all. Leadership roles included SGA Senator, Vice President, and Co-President, Community Assistant in Residence Life, and Senior Class Co-President, as well as a long list of opportunities as a student representative in academic department work and standing or special focus university-wide committees. Seldom does a student move to a new state to attend college and contribute significantly to the community beyond the college setting. Carissa did. She volunteered at Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community and Friendship Community. She served as a Spanish-English interpreter at Waterman parent-teacher conferences, and weekly at Harrisonburg-Rockingham Free Clinic. Co-workers at the clinic were impressed by Carissa's eagerness to help week in and week out using good medical Spanish. They saw Carissa's confidence grow, frequently following patients from appointments with the doctor and lab to ensuring a follow-up appointment, serving not just as an interpreter, but as an advocate. Students who benefited from Carissa's tutoring role are grateful for her devotion and attention to inspire them to higher levels of thinking and expression. One student said that she owed much of her academic success to Carissa for assistance in helping her grow as a Spanish major. Carissa says she most likes to serve as a bridge to help bring greater understanding among groups of people, to show love to others, and to receive love. Carissa's next setting will be in Little Rock, Arkansas, to work in an AmeriCorps program that works with struggling students in high poverty communities, offering healing and hope in a diverse world, doing justice, loving mercy, walking humbly. Carissa Harnish. And I'm pleased to give you the cords of distinction.
And this is for you. Emma King. On behalf of Visual and Communication Arts, we are thrilled to present you with these Chords of Distinction. Emma consistently and positively influences her community. As a responsible artist and change agent, she pushes and pulls and crafts and shapes and nurtures her community. She's a leader in Eastern Mennonite Women's Association, MSWA, and is on the executive committee of our Royal Ambassadors. She is an SGA senator and part of the EMU Coalition on Sexual Violence Prevention. She is creative and dedicated. She's an events manager at Common Grounds and is the assistant in visual and communication arts to art galleries. Thank you very much. She also worked on the Shen Campus yearbook in 2012. Emma donated graphic help to the Fairfield Center and to other individuals in the community and other organizations, and volunteered labor to the landscaping company, the Brew Crew, and was a greeter at Nature's Best Photography Awards in Washington, D.C. last year. Congratulations, Emma. We appreciate your considerable contribution to our department, to this institution, and to the world beyond. And if you haven't seen Emma's senior show about a very dynamic tattoo, I recommend it. It's a cartoon. It's an animated piece. We will miss you so much, and we are confident that you'll continue to be an influential and creative voice wherever you land. Thank you.
I am Jeff Copeland, a professor of biology, and I'm here to present the Chords of Distinction for Rachel King, one of my good friends. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. This Philippians verse aptly describes Rachel. She has a reputation for finding the best in people and being one of the kindest people her friends know. This is a rare gift, and it has been a blessing to our biology department and to the EMU community for the past 4 years. I was very fortunate to have Rachel in 4 of my classes and also to be her academic advisor. Rachel is one of those students who would come into our advising sessions and know all the classes planned out for her. As an academic advisor and a professor, I really appreciate that. Her engagement and diligence in classes made her an exceptional student, and her high expectations she had for herself improved the quality of work for other students. In my cell biology course that I taught last fall, she would frequently come into my office, open her rickety laptop, and ask thoughtful questions. Her remarkable diligence was also evident as she explored different career paths. When she was considering a career in physical therapy, she volunteered at both Advantage and also at VMRC. Now that she's considering other options, she has lined up several internships over at Impulse in Pittsburgh. These qualities will certainly help Rachel as she pursues her options and finds a vocation where she can use her gifts of service. Rachel contributed much to the EMU community, acting as a ministry assistant, tutoring struggling students, serving on the SGA. But my biggest glimpse of Rachel's dedication to service was during her presidency at the PPHS, the Pre-Professional Health Society. Even after she had ruled out an occupation in healthcare, she continued to run the club and organize the beloved Cookies and Cadavers Night. Yum. Only science. Rachel has engaged in countless acts of service and leadership, building relationships and faithfully following through on her commitments. She has been a great student to have in the classroom, conscientious, and hardworking. She has been thoughtfully preparing for a career and looking for ways to use her gifts in service to others. For who Rachel is, for what she has done, I want to congratulate her on this award.
I'm Lana Miller, the undergraduate campus pastor, and I'm presenting the Cords of Distinction for Jacob Landis. I'm relishing this time because he has no clue what one might say. Presence, discernment, intentionality, and faithfulness. Each of these words epitomize the character and values of Jacob Landis. Jacob is talented, an emboldened leader in the classroom, as part of a team, within ministry, and extracurricular activities. He's used his gifts of leadership serving with campus ministries as a pastoral assistant and a member of the chapel planning committee, speaking in several chapel worship services. Also as a captain for both the cross country and track teams, contributing to projects of Earth Keepers and Sustainable Food Initiative, helping to tend the chickens, Peace Fellowship, Alpha Omega Dancers for Christ. Yes, he was a dancer. Maybe still is. Royal Ambassadors and the Cycling Club. Jacob transferred from Heston College and quickly began working the soil on this campus. And I use that analogy intentionally. Working the soil, because he comes from a farming family and community and continues, I think, in many ways to be a farmer. For many, transferring to a new space can be daunting. Jacob seemed to readily accept the challenge and quickly found space to honestly engage, be present, and sincerely seek to understand the new terrain. His ability to think analytically, combined with his skills for listening and asking questions, helped him to delve below the surface within academics and among his friends. For me, Jacob's gifts were displayed most profoundly when he, along with two other students, initiated a call to prayer for the campus community during the listening process. He invited us to focus on Romans 12, 1 through 2. Offer ourselves to God. Allow God to transform you. Jacob brought our focus to the transforming power of the Spirit in the midst of a contentious time. His convictions, faith, and passion for the church were evident through his leadership. Jacob, the EMU community honors you today with the Cords of Distinction, and we call you to continued service in the church and the community as an expression of God's love and faithfulness. We've been blessed to journey with you and thank you for your leadership and presence as a student here. May God bless you as you also strive to be a blessing to others.
My name is Andrea Wenger, and I'm Director of Marketing and Communications, and I'm glad to be able to present Rebecca Longenecker with her Cords of Distinction. Honors Council member, writing and math tutor, field hockey player, community advisor, Royal Society host and guide, safe space advocate, bike club member, Rebecca Longenecker has been busy during her years at EMU. A strong student and critical thinker, Becca Jo, the student, quickly became Becca Jo, the leader, joining the Student Government Association Executive Committee in only her second semester on campus. This led to subsequent stints as SGA secretary and co-president for multiple semesters during her junior and senior years. Becca, the volunteer, protested mountaintop removal coal mining during a spring break Y trip, helped to winterize President Schwarzenegger's home on a YPCA service day, cleaned a church during MLK Day of Service, made and potentially ate donuts at the Virginia Mennonite Relief Sale, and participated in graduate student research projects by logging her dreams. She composted with Earth Keepers, joined the New York City Climate Action March, and organized MSWA and Take Back the Night activities. Becca, the listener, is so focused, she can knit during Strategic Planning Council meetings. I always admired that. Becca, the diplomat, graciously shared with EMU's Board of Trustees about students' strong opinions on topics as dicey as EMU bandwidth, hiring policies, and discipline practices. Becca, the communicator, wrote for the Weather Vane and Crossroads magazine and managed social media for the Phoenix. She contributed to a Weather Vane series of EMU's alcohol and disciplinary processes, policies, which led to campus-wide conversations about EMU's use of restorative justice in student discipline. And let's not forget Becca, the jokester. Her contributions to Friday announcements and as producer of EMU pop song parodies made us all laugh. Other descriptors of Becca include poised, gentle, astute, sensitive, professional, team player, kind, accepting, and smart. Becca, the contributor, has generously shared her time, gifts, and gracious spirit for the greater good of our campus community and beyond. Thank you, Becca, the graduate.
I'm Ted Grimsrud. I teach in the Bible and Religion Department here at EMU, and I'm very happy to present Jordan Luther. I'm afraid, though, that I misunderstood the instructions. I didn't know we were supposed to say nice things. Actually, it's very easy for me to say nice things about Jordan, and I am prepared to do that. From the time I first met Jordan when he came to pre-register 4 years ago, I had the sense that he would work very hard to get the maximum benefit from his college experience, and that sense has been more than vindicated. I've known Jordan best as his teacher and academic advisor. He has been a delight in those settings, a true seeker who, in the Gandhian sense, recognizes that life is best lived as an experiment in truth, where we see nonviolence as an essential means for learning and growth. And I know from others of his teachers that he has likewise impressed them. He's a thinker who both extends his horizons out into our pluralistic universe and deepens his rootedness in his particular Christian faith tradition. Jordan's impact has extended beyond the classroom. He's worked hard within the Sustainable Food Initiative, including serving as the gardening coordinator. He served several years as co-president of the cycling club on campus. He has also been heavily involved in campus ministries as an MA, a PA, and a Y-Trip leader, and has volunteered extensively at our community place here in town. I would guess that Jordan's most profound legacy on campus has been his ability to combine a restless intellectual, spiritual, and social curiosity with extraordinary gentleness and respect for others. And a great sense of style. The entire time he has been here, I have gotten signals from other students, faculty, and staff that here is someone to reckon with, a genuinely peaceable presence. Now, to quote Willie Nelson, it is time in relation to Jordan's undergrad career to turn out the lights, the party's over. But that only means that it's also time to move to the next step of his project of being a lifetime learner and a sharer of light. Jordan, I'm very happy to present you with these cords.
I'm Mary Sprunger, chair of the History Department, in which Becca is a major. And I guess I should call her Rebecca Martin. I've never called her that before. Becca came to EMU by accident. An injury forced her to stay close to home for rehab and thus brought her here for just a year. During that first just a year, she quickly established herself as a force in the history major, in the honors program, and on campus in general. Those words are from Dr. Mark Metzler-Sawin, sent from India. He's on leave from the EMU History Department this semester. Since I know Becca best as a student in history classes, I solicited some comments from those who have had opportunity to observe her in other segments of campus life. Mark continued, "After that first year, I shamelessly promoted the idea of her staying at EMU, and when she did, I quickly tapped into her energy, ideas, and organizational skills, getting her to serve as the assistant for my two big U.S. History Survey classes and for the first year honors class, Ruling Ideas. Her talent significantly improved both of these classes. And I will miss our impromptu conversations in the history suite while Becca sorted papers and recorded grades for those classes." To say that Becca has made a positive contribution to EMU is an understatement. Becca's contagious enthusiasm and good cheer is an energizing addition to every class and organization she joins. Despite a full load of coursework and campus leadership, Becca always demonstrated her positive approach. Becca always juggled everything with aplomb, making it look easy. Recently, for example, she demonstrated her positive approach during peer critiques in our history capstone course. She had a wonderful ability to find something good to say about every student paper. Not always easy. She would lead off, "I really enjoyed," or "I was impressed with," before gently offering truly helpful suggestions, always with a friendly and genuine smile. These gifts naturally contributed to her success as a tutor. According to Linda Nagy, during 4 years of work in the Academic Support Center, students sought Becca's support in history and Spanish courses, as well as with specific writing assignments. Her hearty welcome plus her motivating questions challenged students to do their best work. Tutoring practicum students benefited from observing her lively tutoring sessions. She was the kind of tutor that new tutors aspired to be. And in fact, the ASC and writing program honored Becca as Tutor of the Year this spring. Besides volunteering at Virginia Mennonite Retirement Center, participating in intramural sports, Safe Space, and Eastern Mennonite Student Women's Association, and working a lot with the Honors Council, Becca has been visible on campus in SGA. Some words from faculty liaison Dr. Vi Dutcher. "As co-president of SGA, Becca exemplified strong leadership skills as she listened, made timely judgment calls, rallied SGA members around issues, and drove student initiatives to decision-making votes with enthusiasm and her characteristic charisma. She has distinguished herself as a young woman to watch." And now Andrea has taken the sails out of this, but she may be knitting during a class or meeting. But don't for a moment think that she isn't taking it all in, ready to make an insightful comment. I doubt any of us who have known Becca here at EMU would be at all surprised to find this young woman to watch as president of the board or university 30 years from now. What will she accomplish in the meantime? What will she accomplish in the meantime, I wonder? Let me close with one more observation from Mark Sawin. "Becca epitomizes what I believe a student should be, curious, adventurous, hardworking, and committed. I look forward to continuing to follow her explorations over the coming years. She's one of the great ones." So, Becca, I present you with the Cords of Distinction.
Good afternoon. I'm Susanna Lepley. I'm the Director of Multicultural and International Student Services. I've known G for just a few years, and it's taken me a little while to understand him, because he isn't the loudest voice. And when you're new as I am, sometimes the loudest voices are the easiest to hear. But he's always willing to be involved. His primary involvement has been with the international students on campus. He volunteered to help the international student with international student orientation when I first arrived, and has participated in the International Student Leadership Conference for the last 2 years. He has served on the leadership team for the International Student Organization since 2012 and as treasurer for 1 year. This spring, when we invited Lima Bowie back to campus, he was instrumental in the process. He didn't call Lima or come up with the event. Instead, he gave great suggestions to the younger students that both encouraged them and made the event more successful. He didn't take over because he knew Lima or was friends with her son. Instead, he let the younger students take leadership, helping them with words of wisdom, encouragement, and support. He certainly did his share of the work, serving on a team that planned the public address. But G hasn't only been involved with international students on campus. He's had several work-study jobs, has played piano for the gospel choir, served as a representative for the history department on the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Committee, and tutored other students. His community involvement includes serving on the board of trustees at Harrisonburg's Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church, where he plays piano during services, reads scripture, tidies up prior to services, and participates in the choir. G's faith is exemplified in his participation in church, his love for his daughter, and time spent with his family in West Virginia. G is a gentle soul, quick to laugh, kind, and compassionate. He will not be the loudest voice you hear, but you should listen when he speaks, because what he says is wise. In the last 2 years, as I've gotten to know G, he has reminded me that we should listen to the quiet voices. The following passage reminds me of G. It's 1 Kings 19:11-13. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. So thank you, G, for challenging me to listen to the gentle whisper. And now I'm pleased to present you with these closing messages.
I'm Joy Martin, and I work in the Office of Academic Access. I think I'll just stand up here. Mario, Jesse, Maria, Jacqueline, Jacqueline, Oscar, Albert, Alejandro, Alejandra, Kevin, Anarius, Marcus, Ashley, and Ashley, Milady, Jasmine, Julius, Christian, Muhammad, Abdullah, Julie, and Jennifer. You recognize these names. If these children from our kids' club at Ridgeway Mennonite Church had a voice in the selection process, I'm sure you would be their first pick. So I wanted to bring their voices here today because you know you wouldn't be the person you are without them. During your time at EMU, you filled many leadership roles, including Earthkeepers Co-President, MA and PA, Walking Disciples community member. You played with the EMU Orchestra, and you tutored in the Academic Support Center. All this while completing degree requirements for an art education major, which is huge. And your summers, well, those were spent at Highland Retreat, three of them, as senior counselor. In these roles on camp, at camp and on campus here, you've been a leader, On the other hand, as I saw you interact with children at Ridgeway Mennonite Church, I saw your ability to follow. You allowed the children to take the lead in your time with them, perhaps in responding to a question about a game or the story of the night, or a question about Jesus. Being a capable leader, you realize the value of being led. As you continue through life, I am confident that your quiet and compassionate way that you will continue to engage others, sometimes as a leader, sometimes as the one being led, but always seeing Jesus in those you meet. So I'm really delighted to present you with these cords.
Good afternoon. My name is Rachel Roth-Sawatsky. I serve as the Director of Student Programs and Orientation here at EMU. I have known the young woman I am about to recognize for 6 years. We met and became friends when she was a high school student. Then, as now, Emily was involved in and excelling in many, many things, so much so that it was hard for her to narrow down where to go for college and what to do. I take a smidgen of credit, okay, a lot of credit, in her coming to EMU, since it was after one of our many good conversations in my office that she decided to apply. Now here we are 4 years later. The Cords of Distinction Award is presented to Eastern Mennonite University students who make positive contributions to student life and the institution at large while maintaining good academic standing. It's my distinct honor to present this award to Emily Shank, a young woman who has both met and exceeded these criteria in her academic, creative, and volunteer endeavors throughout her college career, resulting in this nomination. Not only is Emily academically gifted, artistic, athletic, a great dancer, a leader, and musically skilled, she's also one of the most genuinely funny people you will ever meet. Emily is one of these people who can do it all, a true Renaissance woman. Emily has been an energetic and innovative ambassador for EMU, using her creative aptitudes in planning and presenting Friday announcements in chapel for 4 semesters. She also used her gifts in videography and choreography to develop videos that featured the uniquenesses of EMU and raised awareness about EMU beyond campus, posting videos about campus life and activities that encouraged prospective students to check out EMU. The marketing and communications department appreciated that Emily was always open to being a part of anything they asked her to do in support of their marketing effort, joining in with enthusiasm and great spirit. Most recently, Emily was a key player in the EMU campus tour video done by Marketing and Admissions. This summer, Emily will continue to promote EMU, attending the Mennonite Youth Convention as part of the EMU admissions delegation. Emily is a very bright young woman, possessing a keen intellect and an innate curiosity, but she's also a very principled person who never settles for second best from herself or those around her. In addition to volunteering at Harrisonburg's Mercy House, serving as a ministry assistant, ongoing involvement with MSWA, with which she served as a co-president, Emily was also part of the Student Education Association and the Council on Teacher Education. For the past 2 years, Emily has worked at In Motion Dance Studios as a musical theater teacher, where she's enjoyed helping young girls develop confidence through dance. Emily has also been an invaluable member of the Common Grounds Coffeehouse team, serving as a barista for 3 years. As if all of this was not enough, Emily also participated in theater at EMU, giving a memorable performance as the witch in Into the Woods. As an elementary education major, Emily has represented EMU in her work in a number of local schools: Linville Edom Elementary, Keister Elementary, Plains Elementary, Pleasant Valley Elementary, and Smithland Elementary. Emily, you have been wonderfully created by God and gifted with such a fabulous spectrum of abilities. While you are uncertain of your future, I know this of the days to come: you can do anything. and you will have fun doing it, and that is all that matters. I leave you with these words which make me think of you, a principled, creative woman, a dedicated teacher, inspiring the best in others, from Proverbs 31, verses 25 to 26. She is clothed in strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. And now I'm pleased to present you with these cords of distinction.
Every year when I listen to these tributes, all kinds of things run through my mind. And Mary, just as you made that comment, I was literally thinking, as I do every year, which ones of these students will be the next faculty members at EMU and which one might be a future president or a dean. And I really do seriously hope that many of you will go on and get PhDs or other terminal degrees and come back here, because you would light up this place as you already have as students. Now, if one of them is going to be a future president, I just need to make very, very clear one of two things. Either they will be the youngest president in the history of this institution if they follow me. It's not going to happen. There will be at least one between us, because the youngest president in the history of this institution was 35 when Myron Augsburger took office, and that makes me 78, and I am not waiting around that long. To Emily in particular, I have to say that I hope, well, two things I'll say to you. You already have an inside track, because frankly, all it takes to be a president is to have a sense of humor. Everything else is, you know, you just do it. And when you are inaugurated, I might be 80 by then, but I'm going to be here, and I'm going to ask for the opportunity to do a video. And we're going to show it in chapel, because I have been the recipient of far too many videos that she's done. Yeah. Now, for all of their accomplishments, I have to express one deep disappointment. And that is, as a former pharmacy student, that I have never, ever been invited to cookies and cadavers. I never even knew such a thing happened around here. Seriously, thank you all for the many, many contributions you've made to EMU as students. You really have had an impact on this place and on all of us, and we're very, very grateful. And thank you to family members and to faculty members, all of whom have had tremendous influence on these students and have made them who they are. And we look forward to their contributions in the church and in the world in the years to come. They will make a difference, as they already have. Would you please join me in a prayer of blessing? God, we're grateful to you for the gifts that you have given to these young adults. And today we are particularly grateful for the influence of their parents and extended families and home communities, recognizing that each of them arrived at EMU with a particular set of gifts and experiences that had already shaped them into being the kind of people that they are today. But you've given us the enormous privilege of walking alongside them for these years, and for that we give you thanks. I pray that you would energize them as you have in the past, to continue to do good works. To do good works because your world needs all that they have to offer. I pray that you would energize them by your Spirit, that you would give them the capacity to be self-reflective, to care deeply, to be empathetic, to notice the wounds and the fragmentation of our world, and to offer their gifts in service as they seek to respond to all that you have called them to be and to do. Thank you for their gifts, for their energy, for their vision, and continue to create within each of them a mission that energizes them for all of their years. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.